We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, February 7th. Well, it may not have been pretty, but the end result for the Colorado Buffaloes on Thursday was what they needed, a 71-65 win over Cal at the Event Center. The victory sparked by Tyler Bay's 21-point, 10-rebound double-double improved the 24th-rated Buffaloes to 18-5 overall and 7-3 in Pac-12 conference play. The win also lifted the Buffs into a tie with Oregon atop the Pac-12 standings. For head coach Tad Boyle, it wasn't the prettiest game, but a W is always beautiful.
I was really disappointed in our defensive, attention to detail on the game plan and personnel, because the key with Cal, it's you have to know their personnel. You got to know who Bradley is. You know what Austin does. Antisevic is a pick and pop four. We talked at halftime. Our communication on ball screens in the second half is going to be key, and we broke down twice and gave him open threes. Gave Bradley a three there late that you got to make him a driver. So that was at the end, but at the beginning, we weren't ready. And they shot 63% in the first half in our building. One stat we chart, it's called kills. And a kill is three stops in a row. And our goal is to have three in each half. And tonight we had one in each half. And so the reason that we couldn't separate ourselves is you can't get stops. Yep. And you know, scoring's one thing, but, you know, the only way you separate against a team, and Cal had a great game plan. They came in here. They took us out of transition. They did not go to the offensive glass. I don't know how many offensive.
They had two
offensive rebounds all night. And it's not like, now, one of them we didn't box out, you know, Tyler Bay at the, you know, first part of the second half. I mean, it was just, you know, those are the things teams are going to try to do, and they try to make us a half-court team. We executed, I thought, better in the second half. We did what we had to do to win.
Along with Bay's eighth double-double this season, 27th of his career, the Buffs also got 17.6 rebounds, 4 assists from McKinley Wright, 14 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds from Deshaun Schwartz. Shane Gatling added 8 points and 4 assists. Saturday, the Buffs host Stanford in Boulder. The Cardinal dropped a 64-56 overtime game at Utah last night. Our coverage in the Colorado Basketball Network begins at 3:30 with the tip-off at 4 between the Buffs and the Tree. The game will also air in Denver at 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs downing of the Bears, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the Colorado women's basketball team looks to get back into the win column this week after getting swept at home last week versus a couple of top 10 teams in Oregon State and Oregon. The Buffs will be on the road to battle the Washington schools. Buffs play Washington State tonight in Pullman and then Washington in Seattle on Sunday. And the CU men's golf team opened the spring portion of its season on Thursday. Thursday in Hawaii, finishing tied for 14th place after the first round of the 29th annual Hawaii Hilo Amera Ari Invitational. Number 2 Georgia Tech and number 10 Texas share the individual lead, both recording 14 under par, 274 team scores. The Longhorns round was bolstered by 5 eagles, 3 coming into par 5 third hole. The Buffs turned in an even par 288 score as the 5 designated scorers didn't post any big numbers either for the round, all between 70 and 75 or in individual holes. They collectively had 18 birdies, 51 pars, and 21 bogeys. That tournament continues today. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.